AircheckDownloads.com.
You ever wonder what became of the guys in REO Speedwagon in the last 2 years? Well, here's a quick update on REO. They all felt that after 10 years together, well, they just needed to flake out for a while and just kind of relax. They did. Kevin took off for Hawaii and just jellied there. Gary went to the mountains and had his horses, dogs, cats, and did some writing. Neil did some landscaping at his house and wrote a song on their new album. Alan entered the marathon and came in third. And Bruce worked in his home studio. They all enjoyed being alone and being away from it all. Now they want to get back together, and they have. It's REO Speedwagon teamed up again at number 28, and I don't want to know.
You have said as much as you can say.
REO Speedwagon, their first hit in 2 years, and I don't want to know. It's at number 28 for the second week in a row on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. And a smash single, Ghostbusters, has really opened a lot of doors for Ray Parker Jr. Ray, for instance, is heading toward the silver screen. It's going to happen. He's going to play the part in a romantic comedy called Love Songs, and he's going to make his film acting debut this next year. Here's Ray with his new one called Jamie, number 27.
Jamie used to be my
you gonna call? Ray Parker Jr. That's Jamie, and she used to be his girl. The song's up 5 to number 27 on the weekly Top 40 Countdown. Don Henley, Boys of Summer. Is it really about the Eagles? We'll let you know coming up. Wait, on the phone?
Yeah.
I didn't even see that. Let me get it. Phone for me. Hello, weekly Top 40.
Eric, this is John Revolton calling.
Good weekend to you, John.
Same to you. You know, I can never stop listening to this show, basically, because I'm on it. But I love it anyway.
That's great.
You know, I'm getting my gift list all together, and I need your help.
Now, you only have... How many lime green leisure suits do you have? Because I always see you in one.
Well, I have one for every holiday. And, like, the mushrooms grow on it in between, so I have to get it cleaned every once in a while.
Oh, that's terrible. What's going on in your twisted life, John Revolting?
Okay, I need your help. I'm putting my list together of all of my friends I'm sending gifts to.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now I'm down to Hugh Hefner, and I got a question. What do you give a guy who has everyone?
Hey, baby, this is the Dog Man. Yeah, with the Dog Plan. The weekly Top 40 is a happening thing. How does everybody like their music?
Rough, rough, rough.
Yeah, I like it rough, too. D's, get it.
Okay, dog. Hey, man, thank you so much. Speaking of rough, a lot of groups had it rough this past year. Stray Cats broke up. ABBA split up. Dave Bickler left the group Survivor and was replaced by Jimmy Jameson. Jane Wheedlin just left the Go-Go's and was replaced by a lady named Paula Jean Brown. And Toto lost singer Bobby Bickler. He was replaced by Fergie Fredrickson. Well, here is Fergie and Toto at number 26, Stranger in Town.
I remember it was late one night.
That's Toto, Stranger in Town. The weekly Top 40 Countdown, up 1 to number 26. It is your friend Rick Dees with you, and time again for you to win. Now listen carefully. It's the weekly Top 40 Challenge, and what we want you to get is this fantastic prize, the state-of-the-art Sanyo Stereo FM-AM cassette player. It impresses all your friends, but not only that, there's a movie coming out. It's already out now called Johnny Dangerously. Johnny Dangerously. In fact, it came out this weekend. Everybody's into it. And we have the original outfit worn by Michael Keaton in Johnny Dangerously. Hold this up, boy, Paul.
Right here it is. Hey,
okay,
look at this.
Isn't this nice?
Nice? Look at that.
It's in the dry cleaning bag, as you can hear. See, I'll pop it just to make sure. All right. Dry cleaning bag. All right, that's it. From Johnny Dangerously, that you can win that too if you'll identify this snippet of music. Okay, give us the artist and title based on the snippet. Are you ready? Listen carefully, and we will repeat this later in the countdown. Here's your first crack at it right here. Ooh, yeah. All right. Now, that is by a group, right? By a group?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. That's by a group. That's your hint. Write your answer, the artist and the title, down on a postcard. Send it to Rick Dees, Weekly Top 40 Challenge, Box 196, Hollywood, California, 90078. And we choose a winner at random from all the correct entries received by this Friday. So do hurry and get your postcard in the mail, all right? We are going to repeat this snippet later in the show, so you got a chance at it again, all right? Contest is sponsored by Dees Creations, and you can send as many cards in as you want. Make sure you put your telephone number on the card and do it as quickly as you can. Coming up, why Philip Bailey wanted to sing with Phil Collins. Keep it right here.
Rick D's on the Weekly Top 40. This is Johnny Olson speaking. Come on down.
Yeah, Johnny. Glad to. Well, rumors have been running rampant that Don Henley's song, The Boys of Summer, is actually about his former group, The Eagles. And Don says, no validity at all to those rumors. He says the song is about love and about the 60s. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Here is Don Henley at number 25 and The Boys of Summer.
Nobody on the road.
After The Boys of Summer are gone, the Weekly Top 40 up 6 for Don Henley, the number 25 this week. And Philip Bailey says that the reason he wanted to record with Phil Collins is because they're both drummers and singers. Phil Bailey says he could tell right away that Phil Collins wasn't a flakehead. The two Phils got along just great, as you can tell from this song right here, number 24. It's Easy Lovin'.
Aircheckdownloads.com.